Blog Talk Radio.
How many times you ever heard me use the phrase,
We need to start using self-autonomy. I said that so much, man, until you think I actually came up with the word. And then I'll follow up by saying, we need to learn how to think independently. I remember one time we went to a meeting, and I said, you know what the problem is, Dave? Hardly any of us, in fact, I don't think any of us has ever had one original thought. That statement right there flabbergasted everybody. But just think about it, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Here you are just moseying along in life, and then all of a sudden a thought entered into your mind. It didn't originate from you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you took ownership of those thoughts as if they originated from you because you always thought that. And you never checked it at the door. Never once checked it at the door to see if, did that really come from me or not? I say, man, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, very, very.
Got spirits telling you what to say?
Yeah.
Got spirits telling you what to believe?
Yes.
Got spirits telling you what to think?
Yes.
Got spirits telling you where to go?
Yes.
Got spirits telling you what to eat? Got spirits telling you what to do? And not one time it was you.
Wow.
Then you come to a ministry like this, where we say, ho, what y'all doing? Y'all been wandering around aimlessly all y'all life.
Yeah.
Come on, man, hey.
Yeah.
It's time to wake up out of sleep, man. Wake up!
Yeah.
And most people want to go back to sleep. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Hey, Deacon Samuel, you need to give somebody else a wrench in here, man. Give Ellis the Hebrew a wrench so he can Makimbe Mutombo some people. Hallelujah. Man, you know, and I think like this all the time. I think like this all of the time. When did you start thinking like that? When I got filled with the Holy Spirit?
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
I couldn't tell you I was thinking like that before the Holy Spirit, but I never thought like that until I got the Holy Spirit. And that was the turning point of Pastor Dow's life right there, when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. Because I said to myself, now I'm having an original thought.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I said, now, wait a minute. I've been doing this church thing pretty much not all my life. I can't say all my life. Because I went to church on my own. My father and mother didn't go to church. I went to church many days by myself. I would get to church by a school bus. The church would come by and drive a bus in the neighborhood, pick us up, take us to church. I was 12 years old when I went to church. And I went to church faithfully until I met her.
I went to church.
I didn't say you didn't go to church. See what I'm talking about? What I just got finished saying, I went to church faithfully until I met her.
Hallelujah.
And man, let me tell you something. I got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Mind you, I've been to the Baptist church. I've been to the Church of Christ. I've been to Seventh-day Adventist churches. All right, think about that for a second. And man, I got filled with that Holy Spirit, man. And the first thing I started doing from that point on right there, I started questioning everything. Because I knew what eternal life was then. I knew that my name was written. I knew my sins had been forgiven. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew that I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. And once that took place, man, I became a tyrant against Satan's kingdom. I started questioning everything. And one of the first subjects I studied was the Sabbath day. I studied that Sabbath day for almost 3.5 years. Just like I did with religion. I studied that thing for like 3.5 years before I said anything. You know why? Because I'm a black man that lives in America. And I know the enemies I'm going to have first is of my own household. And I've got to prove every single thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've literally got, some people can just get up and talk and they believe them. I've got to to literally prove everything that I say. That's why I'm so meticulous about defining words. That's why I'm so meticulous about looking behind the word that is presented to you and see what the original has to say. Because people have put penmanship and have deceived us on purpose. And I told the Father, and I have kept true to this vow. I said, under my watch, nobody would, if they listened to me, they would never be deceived again. And I wasn't even thinking about you being a preacher. I was just going around telling everybody about Jesus.
Yeah.
Because that's the real Jesus.
Yeah.
And then this joy that I had.
Yes, sir.
There's that old song, the old world didn't give it to me.
Nah.
But man, I was going around preaching to everybody. They were running too, boy. I preached to everybody trying to give them this joy.
Yeah. Wow.
I want them to have the same experience, man. Why? I just spent, what, 20, 23, 24 years of lies,
yes,
deception, under the control of the wicked one.
Yes, sir.
You can tell I ain't Satan's kingdom. All I got to do is look at my footprint ever since then.
Praise God.
I've done great damage to Satan's kingdom, and I plan on doing a hell of a lot more. Jesus being my help.
Come on.
I'm serious.
That's right.
You forget that. This ain't stopping right here until, hey, he can't stop what y'all doing anyway, man. Y'all the one who raises up, man. Y'all the one who put us up, put us down.
That is very true.
Somebody said, well, you coming down. Well, not by your words.
No, definitely not.
I didn't get put up by your word. I'll be damn if I'm coming down by your word.
That
shit ain't happening. You didn't call me.
Come on. That's true.
Man, young people out of y'all mind, man. Hey, you know, a fool puts a lot of credit in this high, lofty opinion.
Mm.
See, I'm the type of person, I can't listen to you if all you got is just words. I got to see something that's going to back up the words that you say you have. I was just looking at a video with Elder Kabir. He was showing this old man on there. He said, I remember when I was young, I thought I knew everything. He said, but the one thing I never did do when I was young was disrespect an older man. Because that was just in our generation.
Yes,
yeah. You automatically paid homage and honor to the old oriented people. You would not dare talk crossways to them. It never even entered into your mind. Now, amongst your own peers, oh, man, we going at it. But with an old oriented man, that never crossed. You know, look what social media does. Now you think people like, you got people out there faking that they can rebuke an elder. I can tell you right now, I ain't never been rebuked by anybody younger than me. You know the reason why? Because I don't receive it. Simple enough. That don't mean they're going to not attempt it. All you got to do is don't receive it.
Yeah.
If it says rebuke not an elder, and if you know you're an elder, why in the hell would you receive rebuke from someone you old enough to be their daddy?
Yep. Very true.
Now you fool. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Hallelujah. Anyway, we got Pentecost coming up.
Yeah.
Feast of Weeks. Count seven Sabbaths after the Feast of First Fruits. And we are there. So, hey, don't nobody ever tell us that we don't go to church on Sunday. We do one time a year. Look at him looking. Don't tell me. But it ain't really Sunday, first day of the week.
Yes, sir.
We do.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, man, I have no regrets about serving y'all.
Come on.
Now, do I have regrets about meeting people in this walk? Sheesh. Boy, I can go on and on and on. Hey, they might have regrets for meeting me. There's one thing about me, I'm always going to expect holiness out of you. I'm always going to expect a high level of service towards y'all. I'm always going to be an instrument to drive and push and motivate you to be the best Israelite you can be. Now, that's me. It is. Well, I don't like you, Pastor Dow. It's a good thing the word, the book didn't say, by this all men shall know you my disciples, by the right that you have one for another. Oh, boy. Jesus said, if you like me, keep my commandments. Y'all hear this? Now, as a matter of fact, from the First John, let's hit this real quick. First John chapter 2, start at verse 18. Y'all watch this, man. Y'all wouldn't have been able to tolerate me when I first started preaching. Because every time I said something, I would quote a scripture. I would give you a chapter, verse, and then quote it. I say a few little words, that chapter, verse, and quote again. Chapter, verse, and quote again. I went back one time and listened to myself. I got sick and tired of listening to me. And you know why? The reason why I stopped calling chapter and verse and then quote? Because I come to read history and found out there was no such thing as chapter and verse.
Yeah, man,
it was just a word. You ain't gonna get no, you may impress some people out there, but you ain't gonna draw nobody by quoting chapter and verse.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible said preach the word. So how did all the apostles then preach the word since they went out without personal script?
Come on.
They had to have it in here.
Yes, sir.
I trip off these people sitting on the street corners with a Bible in their hand, think you're gonna reach somebody like that. It said preach the word. They didn't say read the word. It said preach the word. See, yes, see that wisdom is way too high.
That's good.
Wow. Yes. Now we're up in assembly, we're already dealing with Israelites because we're commanded to meet every Sabbath. But when you out here in the public, just preach the word. The best way, how many people I've won over to Messiah, blessed be the name of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And I was talking about fishing.
Yeah.
Or silver.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Or gold.
Yep.
Current events.
Yes, sir.
Homestead.
Yep.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Weapons.
Yeah. Come on.
They heard something in the midst of that.
Yes, sir.
That they ain't never heard before. There's something different. Yes. Preach the word.
Yeah.
What do you preach the word? You talking about weapons. Preach the word.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes,
all you wise people out there, you so wise. Yes. You are so wise. I know it. You so wise. Believe me, ain't nothing going to hinder this word.
It will,
man. Ain't nothing going to hinder. Huh? Preach the word. All I do is preach the word. And y'all know me, if I ever go outside the corners of this community right here, when I go preach the word, and I go outside of this, how many times y'all see me when I'm usually out preaching the word? How many times you ever see me using PowerPoint? I don't. I just get up and start preaching the word.
Yeah.
I get up and start talking.
Yep.
And then you know what's immediately coming after that?
Power.
You will see the word that I just got finished being preached. You heard it being preached. It's going to be demonstrated in front. Ain't that what Messiah said?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. He said, preach the word. He said, heal the sick.
Yeah.
Praise the left. Praise the dead. Cast out the devil. How many people out there are really truly preaching the word? Some of you can come on one, some of you go on the second and say amen. Say hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Say something. You've been to these meetings where I've been out there preaching and stuff, and the first thing I do is declare the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, how many other folks you out there, they preaching and stuff, they got that kind of boldness?
Uh-oh.
So if you declare the kingdom of heaven is at hand, we better see something from that kingdom.
Come on,
nah, never mind.
Come on.
Never mind.
That's good. Very good.
See, you can boast yourself all you want to be something, but if heaven don't answer, if y'all don't back you up, you're nothing but just a hot air windbag.
True, true.
All praise to the Most High, y'all.
All praise.
And see, I know who I'm getting praised to because I know where it comes from.
Yes,
sir. That's all I'm trying to do, man, is encourage people, man, to know, realize that this y'all is real.
Yes. Oh.
Ain't y'all been out before? Y'all been out these meetings and seen stuff that you don't even see here, happening here.
Yep.
At the hub.
Yeah. Come on, Chef.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Chef.
I tell me about time, I perform more miracles in Jesus' name outside of straightway, the community itself, and outside up at the tabernacle. More than I've done that in here.
Wow.
I guarantee if I went to Africa, man, where people ain't never heard of it. I've been See, them people, they ain't got to worry about depending on the system and stuff.
Yeah.
They got to have nothing but. But I bet we do all kind of miracles. I need to go back and give me a tent meeting like Ron Hart Funky, man. You remember him? Shoot, man. People don't know who that is. How you doing, baby? Oh, man, people don't know. They don't know. And they think that I'm just something to be toyed with.
Jeez.
You putting your mouth on me, you doing it to your own hurt. You don't know what Noah Yacht did to Hananiah and all the other false prophets and false brothers that rose up against the prophet of Yacht.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I guess we could have asked Rap the News, but we can't ask him because he ain't here no more. And mind you, and I don't even rejoice in the death of the wicked, but I tell you what, that is an untimely death for you to go to the grave and not believe in Messiah.
Wow.
It'd been better if you not even be born.
Yep.
But you gotta have salvation now.
Yes.
Yah has provided salvation.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King.
Right.
Hallelujah. Ain't this your word already?
Yes, yes. I'm
already. Yeah. Man, somebody. Anyway, hallelujah. All right, so what I call 1 John 2:18?
Yes, sir.
Read deep, listen to the word. Listen to this. Now, I want y'all, everybody listen. Do not listen with a preconceived idea. Don't speculate. Just listen to the word. And let's see if we know anybody that fits this bill. Watch. Watch this.
Little children.
All right, so we're talking to the children of Yah.
Children.
Come on.
It is the last time.
Beginning of time.
Last.
Middle of time.
Last.
Jesus time.
Last.
It is the what time?
It is the last time.
So listen very closely.
As you have heard, that at that time Messiah shall come.
So you got all these people professing to be of Messiah in the Christian realm of Christ. Don't they do?
Mm-hmm.
Now you do it, right? So you done heard that anti-Messiah, they're looking for this one figure, this one man, to come up on the scene. Everybody already done it. They're looking for this one man called anti-Messiah, anti-Christ. That ain't what he's really called. That's just the title that is given to him because he is opposed to the Messiah. Come on.
Even now. There are many
that's the part that everybody miss out on right there. See, you so busy looking for the one, you forgot the even now that there are many anti-Messiah, many anti-Christ. There are many people naming the name of Messiah, naming the name of Christ, but they are anti.
Mm.
So, you better be on the lookout for the many rather than the one first. So you don't get deceived. And the first one you look out for is when you look in that mirror. Whereby you know what?
Whereby we know that it is the last time.
Somebody say, I remember Reinhard Bunky. That's a long time ago, man. Y'all ain't never heard him before. Hey. I don't worry about it. You ever heard of Peter Popoff? Yeah. You heard of Lester Roloff? Lester Summeroff? Isn't that real? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You heard of A.A. Allen? Jack Cole?
Yeah.
I ain't even in them generations. I've heard about them. They were in the 30s and 40s.
Yes, sir.
And I heard about them. Where y'all been? But y'all hear what I'm saying though. See the generation?
Yeah.
I said I wasn't even born, nowhere even in thought when they were already out on the scene. These men were powerhouses.
Yes, sir.
They will have great tent meetings, man, performing miracles, signs, and wonders. Big tent meetings. Check.
Yes.
Hey, Allen. Jack Gold.
Great move.
I'm telling you, man. Y'all check it out.
Yes.
Then, hey, if you get time, look it up, man.
Yes.
Y'all heard of William Brenham?
Oh, boy.
Y'all heard of William Brenham?
No.
Man. See, what I'm getting to you, I'm getting to this. These people were decades before me, and yet I still knew about them.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
The hunger.
Yes, sir.
Ah. Y'all have always had it in me.
Yes, sir.
They have. You know what trips me out? All these Israelites claim to be of Yah, and yet they ain't done one miracle.
Very good.
Not one. Not zero. Not one. Yet they say of Yah. I mean, at least the people knew that Yahshua was of Yah. Because they said that no man can do these miracles except what? Yah be with him. So look at your preachers and teachers and ask, and your brothers out there who claim Messiah, is Yah really with them? This is where you get hated. This is where you get hated. Now, what do you do? What are you doing? Is you make your boast in him.
Yes.
Verse 19. John chapter 2, verse 19. Come on with it.
They went out from us.
Oh, wait a minute. So there's an up and a them, right?
Yes.
So these people that are anti-Christ, anti-Messiah, they went out. Now, mind you, though, you can't go out unless you're being invited in.
Yes.
You know how many people over the years have come to this ministry right here and said, Yah sent me. I've had people sit up there and say, Yah personally spoke to me in my spirit and said, I need to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people move countries to come here.
That's true.
Not because I asked them.
That's true.
Where he leads me. So y'all wrong now. Something wrong with him, right? This stuff getting deep now, isn't it? There's a rubber meeting the road now. So where's the hypocrisy now then?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Somebody asked me the other day because they heard me on the video. I said that 95% of the people that live on this community don't even bring in income. I didn't diminish their importance by any way, shape, or form. What I'm doing is putting a defibrillator on some of you minds out there because you think you understand y'all's kingdom and the way it works. The majority of the people that live on every single community usually didn't come with nothing but their shirt on their back.
Come on.
They got invited to come with the people of Yah. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I had somebody today say, well, you know, what they need to do with Brother Brandon, they said that Pastor Muir and them need to build them a house.
What?
Know what they said? And give them some land on that land. I said, isn't that something? I said, I tell you what, you lead by example, you do it first, and then we'll do it for everybody else. See, now, because they're all miles of stock.
Come on.
You expect more out of somebody else that you are not even capable of producing yourself. You crappy, foolish hypocrite.
Come on.
See, everybody want to tell you what to do, but they won't do what they do. They won't lift one finger.
That's right.
You hypocrites.
Come on.
Lying snakes. All his expectations. So if Yah sent you, and you're in the kingdom, we're your brother and sister. Now, we still here. And we still going to be here.
Yes.
Until the king calls, but we're going to be here. We're going to be faithful on the Yah.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean? Start again at 19. Listen real close now. Now, with that backdrop, I want everybody to listen real close. So what you should do is you people that live on communities, you should be thankful.
Oh, hallelujah.
Come on, sir.
You should be grateful. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't give a shit or give a damn about them people that are without, because they don't mean a damn thing. They ain't living shit. They ain't doing shit. They ain't sacrificed nothing. They don't know nothing. They have no power. Their name ain't written down. They don't know y'all.
Come on, Jeff. Come on.
They don't even have a spirit to forget them that are without.
Yes. They're none of his. Yes, sir. Come on, Jeff.
I'm talking to you people, Israel.
Yes.
Some of you are being enticed by Satan.
Yes, sir.
He called you to this great walk. Now all of a sudden you think you've got options.
Yes, sir.
Help. We differ nothing from a servant.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That sounds like Israel and Ezra and Nehemiah day. Well, I like them heathen women over there. They do stuff.
Yeah.
I like serving their gods. We got freedom. We can do what we want over there. You ain't gonna smoke your dope.
See, come on. That's real. That's
you get lewd, obnoxious, and be without law. But guess what? Then you got to go to the place where there ain't no law, too.
Yes, sir.
Because over in Israel, we're righteous people.
Yes.
Y'all said, there ain't no greater people on the face of planet Earth. Yeah, let me clarify that too, because even though some people came with zero, they're given much more than the people who came with a lot. They gave all of themselves and still doing it.
Yes, sir. Too much.
Heck.
Come on.
Well, Sister Vicky came to this community, she came with her and her two children. You, that sister is invaluable. Sister Vicky. I've known Sister Vicky for over 20 years.
Yes.
Invaluable. The best thing that some of you young sisters can do is ask Sister Vicky, Mom Vicky, can you sit us down in a dining hall and give us some classes?
Mm-hmm.
On how to do things in life. But they too prideful. They can't learn from the hoary head. Well, when she passed away, there's a library going to be in the grave. And you're going to sit and watch all these little foolish ass women run around with a damn funky smile because they don't know how to brush their teeth and wash their behind, and they think they know every damn thing.
Come on.
That's
true.
And it would take 10 sisters to replace that one sister when her time is up.
Wow.
And ain't nobody trying to learn nothing from her. Ain't nobody trying to listen because you young and you got it all figured out and you know every damn thing. You don't know nothing.
Come on.
I said, Sister Vicky.
Yes, sir. Truth.
Think about that for a second, though. I said, Sister Vicky.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't hardly ever hear her say nothing too much. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Old hoary-headed woman, man, got more wisdom than every woman on the community.
Mm.
And yet, you ain't got time to ask her for a little bit of a time to teach you something. Think about that! Yeah, we speaking to the Israelites, not to the Israelites. We talking to Israel. Tonight.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we make history. Honey, you and I. I'll give anything to turn back the hands of time. And most of you, what are you talking about? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Come on.
You wouldn't even know if I just broke out with a righteous song right now. So just shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Well, we ain't going to be talked to like it. That's the problem of the generation. We ain't going to be talked to.
Yeah.
See, can't nobody tell you nothing. People have thrown out all logic and all reason because their emotions is in the way. Ooh, boy. They go, ooh, we passed a lot, boy. He's on it. Like now, see, I'm in there cooking.
Yep.
Okay, let me know when it's time to turn it over. But right now, we need to steer this side right here. We need to steer this side right now.
Because
Israel needs to hear this. Y'all, Chris say, I'm 53 and I pick her brain on agriculture. You better. You know, I had some disappointing news come to me. We're going to get to verse 19 one day in this broadcast. I had some disappointing news come to me. Y'all remember wasn't it the last blog talk that I put out about the ghost that we had available?
Yes, sir.
That we've given out to Israel?
Yep.
I said that we've given out to Israel?
Uh-huh.
One more time, I said that we've given out to Israel? Man, it's about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, come Deacon Samuel from Straightway Ghost. Trunk it all, boy, come to pick up the goat that they want. They're driving 6 hours this way, 6 hours back. Pick up one goat.
Yep.
They were on it. Y'all, Pastor Mir and them, they are on it.
Yeah, I mean.
I still got 3 more goats. Don't you know ain't nobody in Israel claimed them? No, I'm like, wait a minute, Israel, agricultural people.
Yeah.
I just told you, we giving you the top of the line of the, I'm talking about pristine. And you don't want them? See, that's letting me know how many people in the bondage of them damn cities. You don't give 2 niggas worth of rat's ass about culture.
Come on.
Nobody wanted to go. You got to be shitting me. I ain't talking about no African boys. I'm talking about some pristine milk goats.
Mm.
Okay. Top of the line. Oh, hell, Sister Vicky, you may not hold on to that. Because Pastor Mirza said, be there on Thursday. We coming. So, Sister Vicky, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. The Elder Rob said, we pulling up again.
Yeah.
See, but that's what I'm telling you. These people, you ain't Israel.
Oh, no.
You Israel in name, all by your word or your own damn mouth, but in function and the reality of it, you ain't shit. You ain't you and them for a dumbass Gentile. All y'all out there, you don't give a shit about y'all's culture. You don't. You know how many communities we got? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't expect the other Christians going, they got like 50, 60,000 sheep up there. I don't expect Brother Robert out there. They got about 10,000 sheep. I don't expect all that. You understand what I mean? But you own a community, you ain't got shit, and you didn't even volunteer. You didn't even call a damn at all to get one of these pristine milkers. Man, never mind. Trayway Golson got them all. Forget
y'all.
Yeah. Forget y'all. Forget y'all and bring a cage trailer this time.
Yeah.
He said, we came in the back seat of that.
Sitting all over the place.
You know that they're friends. You know they transition, but I still say all praise. I still say all praise. Man, they got cold, man.
Yo,
Ross, that is claim. Yeah.
Good deal.
They said, we coming with a trade. We come. They'll be here, too. Y'all, hey, Mother Carol, get on Sister Vicky right now and tell them don't get them ghosted. Nobody else but Straightway Ghosted. Man, forget the rest of y'all. And then one day they're going to be wondering, how the hell you going to be able to understand a land flowing with milk and honey? You ain't got no milk.
Yep. Very true.
This is another reason why they hate me. Because, see, this is their spiritual push that condemns them.
Because
you think you something and all that, and you're missing the mark. Oh, we stinging in here tonight. Woo-wee. Passed out. Can we please not come from the hip no more? Can you just lay out something and then let us go with that?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all folks ain't hungry enough.
Ooh,
you hungry for 5 guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Come on, but you ain't hungry. Let me know when you got that word to Mama Vicky about them goats, too. you know what we was going to do? We're going to sell them to the Gentiles.
Wow.
See, Israel didn't want them. But now that Pastor Muir heard that, you know that magic will be there. First thing, they'll take off at midnight and be here. First thing, smoking with bells on come first day morning.
Yes, sir.
Where the ghost at? Where that? And we don't give away sick junk either. We give away the top of everything. Look at that. Hey, anybody in the living room here what I just got finished saying? Somebody got to confirm from Mama Carol now. Come on, help out. I need communication. I need exchange of flow of information. But y'all see what I'm hiding is, right? You claim to be Israel. And you got land out there. And you own these communities and you don't own none of these goats. You got to be kidding me. Well, we ain't equipped for it to get your ass equipped for them then. All right. Nigga, get your ass equipped for them then. Stop making excuses. Well, Pastor Don, we ain't got to do everything you say. See, that, I remember the last pastor, the shortest tenured pastor in the history of Straightway. Didn't even last half a year. He said the same shit, too. And guess where he at? He is in 1 John 2:19. Read it.
They went out from us,
mm-hmm.
but they were not of us.
They were not what?
Of us.
They went out because they were not of us because what?
For if they had been of us,
they would what?
They would no doubt have continued with us.
Well, they didn't go out. Y'all put them out. No. See, y'all people don't know the whole story. You only know one side. You don't know nothing else. You know what you want to know. You're not wise enough. Most people out there, you know what I mean? They hear one slander, one accusation, and they drop the gun like the rest of the foolish people. They're not interested in truth. None whatsoever at all. We were offering places and everything until he started jumping into a spirit. And he was going to command and make demands on the ecclesiastical council. What are you going to do? You are sitting in the seat of judgment. Shut up. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Anybody ever been to a court of law before? A natural man court of law?
Come on.
Hmm?
Yes.
You ever see, you either plaintiff or defendant.
Yes.
Well, since when does the plaintiff or the defendant tell the judge or the jury what to do?
Yes.
You're right. You ain't contempt the court.
Yes.
But you dum-dums out there.
Come on.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. You judge others, but when it came time for you, you couldn't be judged. And you're still being judged, though. So they went out from us because they were not of us. Read.
They would no doubt have continued with us.
If they were of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. They would have took their correction, reproof, and rebuke, and they would have went off. But they went out for what? They went out for a reason.
But they went out that they might be made manifest.
That what?
That they were not all of us.
So you got a lot of people today nowadays, over the years. I'm going to say over the years. Well, oh man, Pastor Doc, we're excited. Well, we don't think we need, we got different ideas and stuff. How you get different ideas when y'all call you to the kingdom? Mm-hmm. Where you going? I've been doing this thing literally for 30 years. I've been living on this land for 26 years. And I've never once in the history of serving y'all, I've never once ever seen anybody go out there and show us how to do this. Have you, teacher? Never. Not even remotely close, not even in the same ballpark. But they're going to serve y'all. I never want to see nobody.
Hey.
That would be the perfect opportunity to let me know how wrong I am.
Because
that way, at least, I want to be saved. I gave you the opportunity to come over here to be saved and hear y'all's law statutes. Well, I'm going to say statutes is a secular word. I'll bring it up a little bit later, all right? Sad. You got to be careful with these words nowadays. They mean something.
But yeah, hey, I gave you an opportunity to come to Sweet Fellowship and stuff. Don't I get a chance, an opportunity?
Yes.
I mean, I won't be saved, too. Only one problem, man. Think that we ever seen anybody come to show us how to do it?
They tried.
How long did it last?
They did. They went away.
They come to knock. They all come to knock. They all come to knock. All of them.
Yes.
All of them. You hear that? Wise as they are. Read on.
But they went out that they might be manifest.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Fully revealed.
Yes.
Made known. That they were what?
That they were not all of us.
Some people pretended. I think the last one that left here, I think that they had a plan from the very beginning to just get over here from out of country and then get over here and get whatever they could as far as trying to become an American citizen. They had plans to keep traces.
That's not right.
Yeah. Using the ministry of God. You're going to pay for that.
Whoa.
You're going to pay for that.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa.
You're going to definitely pay for that.
That's a whoa.
That's a big time whoa. But go ahead. Go ahead and have it your way. But we're going to find out. The breath is going out of all our body one day. And we're going to the grave. Unless the king comes. And then some of you who think you're going to be transforming in a moment, twinkle of an eye, you're going to still be sitting here on this earth. We had better stop the hypocrisy and get real.
Amen.
You better take every single day as if this is your day of salvation.
Yes, sir.
Not for real. Think about that for a second. So, what was that brother's name? Shannon. Remember one that got ran over by a car because he was playing a video game on his bike. He didn't want to get correctly reproved. Do you know how many times that we told that brother about the spirit of apathy?
Passivity.
I've rebuked that brother face to face at least on 3 or 4 occasions. Michael Israel stayed in him. That's the same brother. Had a bus full of Israelites. A drunk driver was on the interstate. Wasn't moving. Just decided he was going to stop his car, go to sleep on the interstate early in the wee hours of the morning. You know how much traffic is really going on at like 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning? So you mean to tell me you're driving the bus. You're driving the bus. You got all these Israelites on this bus. Precious cargo. You mean to tell me you got headlights you can't tell that there's an object in the middle of the road that you can't see?
Approaching quickly, yeah.
But instead of dodging the object, you fell asleep at the wheel and ran over and killed the guy on in the car. Killed a drunk driver in the car that was parked on the interstate. Now, put me behind that wheel and see if I'll go to sleep. If I got 10 or 15, if I got one person on that bus, I have one of y'all's people. I will be as sober as you can get driving that vehicle. You have my issues. They'll tell you real quick how meticulous I am about texting and driving. Y'all ain't never drove before. And then here you are, you text a few times, next thing you know, you look up, you're like, how to get from here to there? I'll put this shit down right now. Because you don't never know what's going to take place next. You got time. You ain't never been driving on the road before. And you're driving, all of a sudden you get a little bit tired. And you wake up, by the grace of y'all, you still on the road. You still on the road. And you just got finished looking back behind you like, what the?
Come on. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Camouflage, huh? Hey! Never did that thing yet? Oh, it's one of them dang steamboats, right? But you see what I mean? Y'all ain't never did that? And you don't think that was mercy?
Come on.
You don't think that the angel of Yahweh was he kept around about you?
Thank you.
Kept you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, see, we take too much stuff for granted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We do.
Yes.
And you could have ended your life in that second, just right then and there, and went right off into eternity. But no, you're sleepy. Go to sleep some other damn time.
Yes, sir.
Pull your ass over. Get the hell on the side road. Start doing some side straddle, haul some flutter kicks, some jumping jacks. Get that blood going. Do something.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Pastor, I don't feel like I think I can. That's your problem. You need to know your limitations. Mm-hmm. So we got all these people. They went out from us because they wasn't of us. Because if they was of us, they would have no doubt continued with us.
Yeah.
Read on.
But you have an unction.
You have an unction from what?
From the Holy One.
And you what?
And you know all things.
Some things.
All.
A few things.
All things.
Do you understand? Do you understand that's the reason why when people are on the internet, how in the hell you gonna come and tell us about life when you ain't even never even had an unction to even try to make an attempt to live this life? They that preach the message must live the message. Is that making sense? This life is a life of sacrifice, man. It comes at great cost. Everything who you think you are, your life is over when you come to the gate.
That is very true.
O-V-E-R, over. And most of you, that's kind of like a wife who says that she's submitted to her husband, but she wants her own damn will to be accomplished and not his. A wife is solely here in any man's house to accomplish his mission.
Yes.
Anything other than that is witchcraft.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it again.
Yes,
a wife is on this earth and she's married to that man to accomplish his will.
Yes, sir.
Not your will.
Yes.
How do you know that? Are we here to do our will or his will?
His will.
Are we not the bride?
Yes. Help me.
Even the Messiah said, nevertheless, not my will, but
your will.
But you want your will to be done.
Help me.
How the hell are you going to be a help me when the only thing you're concerned about is you?
Come on, sir. Me.
So you can't even obey a simple order, a simple direction, because life is all about you. Mm. America done sold you a bad bill of goods. See, I'm a wise man. I am. And I'm going to teach these young men how to be wise. Y'all want to learn how to be wise?
Yes, sir.
Let's say over the years, you have one, two, maybe three Easter's, all right? Go ahead and live life out, man. Live it out. Give them direction. Lead them, guide them. Well, you got one cop to resist you, or two to resist you, or all three resist you. Well, it's time for your days to be finished and done. All right, follow me? Don't give them, don't leave them your strength or nothing like that. Leave it to the one that was obedient.
Yes, sir.
Leave it to them that was obedient.
Yes, sir.
Don't play no damn game, Jay. You'll be gone anyway. See, I just gave y'all a card. Pastor Mirror says, I promise you, Shepherd, I'm going to find these cameras you have on this land. I was up there for 3 or 4 days, but I ain't planting no cameras on y'all land, Pastor. I ain't no time to plant no cameras on there. I ain't get no sleep. Because the book teaches us, don't you give your strength unto another.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Keep playing games. I am in the business of developing men. You know the reason why? Because Israel is only going to go as men go.
That's the truth.
You hear me, TJ? I'm serious, men. Israel is only going to go as men go. You look at this world right here, right now. Feminization of it. That'd be last. Well, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, hey, feminization of this wicked-ass society right here.
I was in Bowling Green the other day. You know the conversation I had? I walked up to two recruiters. I said, so how y'all doing? How y'all doing with your numbers? They're like, what numbers? I said, we can't get nobody past test. We talking about single digit numbers. I said, what? I said, single digit. They know I was a veteran because I had my little scare me badge on, you know what I mean? That I wasn't even trying to wear. I was just walking up to them, right? So anyway, that's what this is, inside joke. Veteran inside joke. You know what I mean? And they said, they confirmed the news that we've seen on news that the military is bringing people out of retirement. You don't retire now, you know, for 20-something years here. You don't retire, and now they're calling you back up. Now, you're tied to them if you retire, because they pay you. So you retire, they bring you back. You ain't going to call me. Because people don't know, as soon as you enlist in the military, you have an 8-year service term obligation. That means it can be active or inactive or all active. I did almost 10. That's why I say 10. It's like 9 years, 9 months. I just round up to 10 in case you people think I'm lying. You understand what I mean? So, I don't give a shit if another Pearl Harbor takes place. I ain't come fighting for y'all ass. Kiss my ever-loving ass. My time is done. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
They said that because, tongue-in-cheek now, because of the they movement, the gender dysphoria,
yeah. Interesting. Wow.
Can't get nobody going in. I said, I get it. Everybody wants to throw panties at each other. I get it. So now they got to call up veterans. Can y'all believe this stuff? Can y'all believe this stuff? They want to call up veterans now. Now, you know what they're going to do, right? You know what America's standard operating procedure is, right? Well, you can't get nobody to join the military. It's called problem, reaction, solution. Never heard that before? They create the problem, prompt the reaction, then they come with a solution. Just run some planes into a building or something, and everybody, oh, that's attacking America! And then you dumb bush people.
Yep.
And you dumb buck people. The first thing you do, you head up to the recruit office. I'm here to fight for America. I'm going to go get these bastards.
That's true, sir. That's true.
And the only people that's giving a damn about is the people who live in the South that do the hunting. Who grew up on the water. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Them damn city slickers gonna give a dude nigga up a rat. Everybody trying to be Jay-Z. I'm the next rapper. To the hip, hop, to the hippie, to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hop, the case, stop, the rock, to the bang, bang, to the bang, 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 boogie the beat. Everybody to the next rapper. I am one of my, and I'd like to say hello. To the black and the white and the red and the yellow and the green and brown, purple, hey! A bang, bang. Everybody will be the next Dolomite. The next rapper. Or the next, what they call a Funky Madonna or some shit like that.
Funky
Madonna. Them stupid ass people, these stupid ass names. GGB or some shit like that. Whatever their name is. The most lewd, obnoxious, wicked ass thing who you wouldn't dare bring that woman home to meet your father and mother. And you think you can raise a responsible family like that? When I look out these little Israelite children, I see them on Shabbat, man, I look at them, I be smiling, man. I mean, look at them. They are raised in the truth. Something, and let me give all y'all some advice, too. When you get your children, when you start teaching them school, take that damn iPad from them.
Yes, probably.
take their cell phone from them,
yeah.
Let them learn the old-fashioned way, pencil and paper.
That's right, sir.
Yeah. I just had a conversation with my Aisha that's in this up. They call these damn things smartphones. They're smarter than you, and we dumb as shit.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with one because I'm smarter than you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm smarter than you because I lived 40 years without one.
I mean...
Now, until you live 40 years without one, don't say a damn thing to me.
Yes, sir.
In my day, you better know 15 phone numbers.
Yeah.
You better have a spirit recall, just like that.
Yeah.
When you have an emergency, you couldn't pick up. Man, you got to go to the phone booth. You put a dime in there. Then inflation started hitting in a quarter.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's highway robbery. Everybody, Pastor, what are you talking about? Listen, when I grew up, it was rotary dials.
Yes, sir.
You know how many times you practice making a mistake on a rotary dial?
Sure.
You hit that wrong number, you just start all back over again. Switchboard wasn't going to let you through. Switchboard, what are you talking about?
That is true.
Mm. You know, I'm talking about some stuff, man, that is just, you can't even, it's not even in our minds today. And what does the book say? You seek for the old paths. You search for them. You seek for them. You search, you find them. You'll find rest for yourself, and nobody wants rest. I'm going to go back to the ghost again. How in the hell could I set up a, I thought that we would have had at least this much of a list ran over wanting to get them ghosts, and nobody wants the ghosts. Now, don't get me wrong, Pastor, I'm getting goat milk every day. I'm loving life, man. I'm getting goat milk with my Cheerios in the morning. And I don't even eat Cheerios. No, homemade granola or granola.
That's right.
Somebody said granola. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
Go back to Captain Crunch and Fruit Loops. But most of y'all are Fruit Loops. Y'all gonna miss this one day. You know what? Y'all are gonna miss this preaching one day. I promise y'all. The only soul that y'all gonna have as this world gets more wicked is y'all gonna go back and play these old videos. Y'all gonna be reminisce on the love we had. Y'all gonna be like, man, we hear a word. Boy, I remember that when y'all get my age. And then the next generation gonna be looking at you. What are you talking about? See what I'm talking about? Old paths. Old ways.
Wow.
Hey, come on, T. Let's finish it. What we at?
Verse 21.
Read.
I have not written unto you because you know not the truth.
See, he didn't write this because you didn't know the truth, but what?
But because you know it.
You all know the truth, man. Come on, y'all, it's full of spirit in every single one of us. We know the truth when we hear it. We ain't no damn fools now. Come on.
And that no lie
is what?
Is of the truth.
Y'all hear that? And no lie is of the truth. Now, I want y'all to understand when I said that 90% of people that actually live on communities didn't come with anything. They came with themselves. And the majority of them that come with themselves have been more of a benefit than people who come with something. They give it all. They give it all themselves, all their labor, everything to them. Prospering too. Love it. Y'all think about this for a second. Let's just break this down in a cardinal sense. Are y'all there?
Yes, sir.
How many people do y'all know? How many people do, I guarantee you, Ringo don't do it. How many, would Ringo go out and take of his own money, buy land, learn how to build? You hear me? And then move people on that land and then tell them that you don't have to pay no rent.
No. He putting it there.
You got to go get that go-go juice. That blow. Shit. I got to have my Nike. Got to have my Jordan. George ain't going to do shit out here in this compost pile, is he?
No, sir.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See, fools make a mock of sin, though. That's what they do. You understand? I'm just saying, we're making an acid test. How many people would literally do that? When you go to the community, that's pretty much what's taking place. You got people that's literally done gave up their whole life, saved up money, purchased land, all for, to be able to provide a place for you when you, if y'all dealing with you to come there. Why? So you can murmur and complain? Oh, you can forget that. We'll deal with that, too. You understand what I mean? But the majority of people, they come with a spirit of gratefulness.
Come on.
You know why? Because many of them just, they glad to be saved.
Come on.
They glad to be in this number. I told T.J. to tell you, I said, listen, we dealing with a generation. When they come, man, the world done raped them and robbed them with so much. They literally, the only substance they got left is themselves.
Come on.
And that could be the greatest benefit that could be. How many of y'all brothers? That's why I resent this fact. So you got McNabb over here. You got Brother Scott. Brother Brett. All right? Y'all go out and go fishing. 11, 12 o'clock at night. Get these big-ass stripes about like this. Big ones. Scott just got finished putting a hook through his hand. A big old, it was a trouble hook, right?
Yes.
Big old trouble through his thumb. You know what, they got a barb on it, right?
Yes.
Man, when Britt told me, we had to leave early, that's what Britt said. But you know what, as soon as we cast it out, man, as soon as our lure hit the water, as soon as the, y'all had fresh bait, right? Y'all had lures. Hit the water, bam, they hit. They already got their quota. God ended up getting his damn catfish. Scott of all people. See, that's being funny now. Now, Scott ain't going to take it personally because he's sensitive.
Yes.
He's not a man of sensitivity. I'm like, man. When Brent told me about that, I said, brother, I hope y'all pulled that through first and then cut. He said, we already did that, man. Then we pulled it back. Because it got barbed. It went. He said, I said, son, did you not use a plow? I did. He said, that catfish rolled. Went straight up through his thumb. And it dug in there. And Brent and them had to, they had to push it through, cut the top of it, and then bring it back. Bro, Scott hard as woodpecker lips, man. I'm talking about hard right there, boy. That's straightway hard right there. He hard.
He's back out there a few days later.
He's back out there a few days later, ready to do it again. And I guarantee he wasn't trying to see what the latest Nikes he could buy. He out there forging for Israel. Because these brothers go out there and they catch these fish and stuff, but you know one, the main reason why they get, sure they benefit from, but you know what they do? Man, come to feast days, how many times y'all see all these brothers come in, Rashad and them come in, cook up all these platters of fish, and everybody be tearing them up. They come at the labor of these brothers, burning the midnight oil.
Yes.
You couldn't get Ruckus Rufus black ass out there. Them skanky, skelly ass. He'll be there to eat, though. Definitely be there to eat. You can tell he's there to eat, too. He looks just like Ruckus. Uncle Ruckus. Ruckus. Fat ass. So I've come to learn something. We literally in a generation to where there ain't no more warriors. Mm. Now think about this. There's literally no more warriors. Who in the hell is going to fight for Israel if Israel needed to fight? Who? What are women and children going to do? What are they going to do? Today,
It is a cuss word. If you talk about storing food. Are y'all hearing me? A cuss word talking about storing food. So let me get this right. It's okay for the grocery store to have the food. But it ain't okay for you to store your own food. That's something wrong, man. That's what I'm saying. This generation, how many of y'all young daughters of mine that are 25 years and younger and you know how to can food? Come on, y'all type it in. If your wives know how to can food 25 years, y'all type it in. Type it in. That was the norm. That was the everyday norm. To know how to can. Your mama's canned food we eat every single year here on this land. You come here for dinner time and say, you may be eating green beans from the garden. Corn from the garden. I'm serious. They'll go pop open them cans. Oh, boy. Tastes just as good as like you just picked them. No, wouldn't want. There we go. Nope, 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 nope. Anybody else? Sister Chris throws down can. I said, and she's 23. Rob Blanchick, that's a good one. That's a good one. These are lost arts. Y'all hear me? Because these sisters supposed to be able to teach these daughters. These young girls. How many of y'all brothers out there are teaching these young men to hunt? Hunt! Listen, can't y'all obviously see it? This world is going batshit crazy. Is the food coming to the city still? Is it still coming there? And if it's food, what kind of food is it? The other day, I saw this computer going, a machine, going back and forth, they call it lab meat. I said, what?
Oh, yeah. They're growing.
And then they saw Bill Gates taking a big bite out of these. Oh, this is good. So you're going to believe Bill Gates? Satan himself. You're going to believe Bill Gates? Lab meat. And most of you people out there, yeah, and most of you just go there and pick up and buy whatever it says. You don't even read labels. Matter of fact, you can't read labels. You don't know how to read. I mean, a recruiter told me, single-digit numbers. Ain't nobody do nothing. A nation of buffoons. And China, remember I told y'all years ago, the next generation, y'all better get a head start and start learning how to speak Mandarin. Everybody has died. You just being fucking funny in my ass. You watch and see. It's coming. China coming. Big time. China, over in China, they children may get 3 hours in 1 week to play video games. Shit, that's just one session in America. So if somebody says China coming, they are coming. Oh, so this is the big news. So y'all know Chick-fil-A done betrayed us, right? Y'all ain't never heard that news yet? So Chick-fil-A said that, you know, they had this big old model. No antibodies, no probiotics, no none of that stuff in it. Just straight up hormone-free chicken. You know what they did? The hell with that shit. Starting April the 15th of this month. What's today? April what? 26th. Oh, y'all might as well get ready for it. Chick-fil-A done betrayed us all. You know how people gonna give a damn? You think I'm going through Chick-fil-A a lot again? Oh, hell no. Nah. It's a law passed about video games. Yep. Chick-fil-A changing the meat. Ooh, oh, they got some more. Ooh, Chick-fil-A says they are serving lab meat. Lab meat chicken. You know what that means, right? We're going to fill your gut, but there's no nutritional value.
Right.
And you want to feed your children chicken nuggets? Why do y'all think they call it KFC now? Fast down with KFC. You never heard of KFC? It used to be called Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's when the Colonel was alive. Now it's called KFC. It's called advertising. Have y'all ever been here and seen some of our wings? Now, y'all check this out. There's no way in hell they could be out there. You hear me, Trey? There's no way in hell they could be out there raising chickens to a full 8 weeks. Because we raise meat birds for 8 weeks. Them damn little. What they call them things? No. They got wings and what's the wings and thighs called?
Pardon me?
I know they got lefties and righties and all the kind of other shit.
Drums,
there you go. Flats and drums. There you go. See, there we go. Flats and drums. Them down, I'm like, them things look like that. Am I exaggerating? Mm-hmm. Am I exaggerating? Mm-hmm. Them are flats. Drums, you make it a centimeter more. I'm like, what is this? Oh, that's chicken. There ain't no chicken. Our damn chicken look like that in 2 weeks. I said our chicken look like that in 2 weeks. Man, you come and see one of our flats. Our flats is literally like, am I exaggerating? Our flats is like this. Our drums is like this. Our drums is like eating one of y'all damn breasts. I show it to you on the videos all the time.
Yeah.
And mind you, we have to drive hours away. Hour away and then an hour back because we get feed personally mixed for us, for our chickens. We don't go up to the TFC and buy this shit. I'm going to tell you right now. It cost us a hell of a lot more. Yeah. It cost us on average $2,000 to $3,000 more to raise 200 chickens. Did y'all hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
By the time you get finished with fuel, the feed, the time, the energy, and the effort, all of it in there, by the time you get finished with all of that, it's $2,000 to $3,000 more. With 200 chickens. And you know what I told the brother a long time ago? We're going to pay it. Because I'll be damned with, you know why? Because you ain't going to catch us all sitting up there topping off the emergency room.
Yes, sir.
And then our brothers are hunting deer. Can you imagine Bingo out there deer hunting? He be scared of the dark. See, I'm at it. Most of the people in the city, man, you ain't gonna catch no Negro. Most of y'all caught that. Most of you didn't catch it. Somebody spell K-N-E-E. That's B, right? They spell G-R-O-W. Grow. Negro. See how smart I am? You ain't gonna catch no Negro. Out of no damn woods. No 3 o'clock in the morning. You scared of your own damn child. How you gonna be out there at 3 o'clock in the morning waiting for a buck? You get out there, man. Matter of fact, I can't even imagine dropping some of you out there. Can you imagine dropping a Negro off in the damn woods? they hear something move. Then you get back here, you're ready to fight Mike Tyson and beat up the whole world.
Right.
Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. You folks, man, y'all mouth. At least one thing, we're going to be eating. I cannot wait till the day comes when the trucks stop running to them cities. That's the only time you're going to believe me. You know why? Because they did not believe Noah until the first raindrop come down from heaven. They believed him then, but it was too late. Too late. Are y'all getting that? All right, Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Come on with it. Everybody doing all right?
Yes,
sir. Pastor, now we do okay, but I don't like it when you get in these zones. You don't like when I get personal to the way that we as Israel are supposed to be. Because not everybody that says that they Israel is Israel. I said not everybody that says that they Israel is Israel. Especially we got people telling you, cut out whole passages of the Torah. Read.
And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech unto midnight.
All right, come on.
And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together.
Read.
And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was lost...
Are you in Acts 20, verse 7? I mean, 27. 27.
27?
Yeah, start at 27. We'll be reading here all night long. Acts chapter 20, verse 27. We're going to go over that story, man. We'll be here for a while. Read on.
For I have not shunned to declare unto you the... all the counsel of Yah. Take heed therefore unto yourselves.
Take heed to everybody else.
Yourself.
Make sure that you make sure that everybody else is dotting every I and crossing every T.
Yourself.
Take heed to yourself. Come on.
And to all the flock.
That what?
Over which the Holy Spirit has made you over. Us.
Come on.
To feed.
Whoa. To do what?
Feed.
To do what?
Feed.
So shepherds are charged to do what?
Feed.
Feed what?
The assembly.
The who?
The assembly.
Shepherds are charged to do what?
Feed the assembly.
Feed the assembly of who?
Of Yah.
How many times we get finished the broadcast and say, y'all been saying? Yes, that's spiritual. And y'all get both naturally and spiritual. It ain't going to, believe me, once we get up there, it ain't going to stop me. We're going to take it to another level.
Yes,
make sure y'all get full, man.
Hallelujah.
The betrayal of that, man. Got to take care of Israel, man.
Hallelujah.
Feed the flock of who?
Yah.
Which he is what?
Which he has purchased.
With what?
With his own blood.
I didn't shed my blood. Nobody else has shed his blood. Our charge is... We got to talk. You feed my flock. That's what y'all said.
Yes.
Isn't it right?
Yes.
I'll be glad to do that. I don't think the appreciation of Messiah is going to be recognized and known until you see him.
Wow.
I don't give a damn if you're going to the kingdom or you're going to hell. When people lay eyes on him, they're automatically going to know. They automatically going to know what was done.
Yes.
See, I'm of the mindset, I want to appreciate him now.
Yes,
I ain't going to settle it. No, I'm going to give you flowers and your glory. I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance. I'm going to shout. I'm going to praise. I'm going to lift you up now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Does that
make sense?
Yes,
I ain't playing around with this.
Yes.
For real.
Yeah, come on, Chef.
Because the scripture says that every knee shall bow. And every tongue will confess Yahshua. Hamashiach. Jesus. The Christ. Jesus the Messiah. Is the King. Glory. To God the Father.
Yeah, you will.
And you're going to look at me and go, what are he doing there? I'm going to be on the right. You're going to be on the left. Mm-hmm. What's he doing there? I told you to leave my servant alone. Mm-hmm. No, but you got high and lofty and you were puffed up. Yeah, say it again. Depart from me, you what? Workers of lawlessness. You workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Read on. Where we at? Acts chapter 20, verse what?
29.
Come on.
Well, I know this.
So Shaul said, I know this, that after what?
That after my departing.
What is going to happen?
Shall grievous wolves.
That's the one thing that troubles me more than anything. Well, my time is up. Grievous wolves. So I got to prepare you men now so y'all know what the wolf look like.
Yes, sir.
And the only way I can do it is give y'all these experiences. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I think y'all very experienced, boy. They sure are painful, though. I'll be first to tell you, they painful, man. I don't want y'all to be fleeced or deceived at all. Y'all got to stay the course. Because, see, it's one thing to read all this, but it's another thing to experience all this. See, because the experience gives you the telltale signs or the warning signs of what's taking place before it even happens. And I ain't have nobody in front of me to tell me nothing. So I'm learning this as I go. I'm getting these painful experiences of these wicked people like doctrines who love to have a preeminence. You know what I mean? I'm getting all these as I go. And believe me, I'll be trying to cut off the head off every damn thing before it takes place. And can't catch everything. Can't catch everything. But boy, once we catch it, you better learn from it because y'all got to be wise. You understand me? You can't let your sons be policed.
Yes, sir.
I said, I've been saying, man. Y'all heard Brother Vernon testimony, right? He said he put over $250,000 in that man's hand. You been to George. You been down to George. Anybody else been to the straightway George? You been down there. When you look, mind you, we purchased the first acre and a half for $55,000. You're following me. $250,000. And I've been bitching at you all this damn time to make sure you go get some land. And all you got to show for it is a multi-purpose building out of which we help, Straightway Kentucky help. You to build that? Where did the money go? Where? I want to know. Now, if $250,000 go through my hand, where do you think you're going to see that? Where are you going to see that? I promise you, you're going to see it right here. It's sickening. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's straight up sickening. Well, yeah, I'm pissed too. All praise be God. All praise be to God. And you thought you were going to continue to keep running like that while you accusing me. You thought you were, but y'all had your number. You thought you knew me, but you didn't know me like you thought you did. Yeah, you are a liar. You're a fat, black-ass, nasty liar. And you know I'm telling the truth. He's on there right now. No, don't block him. Let his comments come through. With your damn closet full of Jordans. You nasty-ass liar. You're your father, the devil. Told you he was there. No. Make sure he come back up. I know one thing, your wife know I'm not a liar. Your wives know I'm not a lie. I guarantee that. In case y'all don't know, y'all stay on the porch, because this is how men talk. Nasty, deceiving ass. He ain't gonna be able to tell you, Pastor, what we lying about, because he can't. We ain't lying about nothing. I'm glad you're here, though. I'm glad you're seeing my face. So this is what we're trying to teach y'all, to make sure that nobody else ever goes down this road again. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If they don't produce, you know who they are. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
You've got to know this. So I tell you what, Ruckus Rufus.
Red.
How about you get you, Ringo, and me, and Pastor Muir, how about we all get together on a live broadcast and get Jamie and Eric Gonzalez and all of them together, and let's hash this thing out openly. You ain't got nothing, because you're a piece of shit. And you've been found out with your sorry black ass. That's what it is. So anyway, we go over the broadcast. Or we'll be here all night, because he got the gift of gab. He can do this all night long. He damn sure can't do none of this, though, but he can do this all day long. Read on, teach.
For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves.
Shall what kind of wolves?
Grievous.
Grievous wolves, what are they going to do?
Enter in.
And do what?
Among you.
Not what?
Not sparing the flock.
And I said it before, how is it that Pastor Dow is always right until I get to you? I'm always right until I get to you. Sorry, Pastor Dow ain't accepting no bribes from nobody. And y'all need to learn this, because Israel, you got to teach your sons sons. And I'm serious about that. You got to teach your sons sons how serious this is. Because I don't understand this stuff. We're over here sitting over here. Let me pull this up real quick. So let's go over to Acts chapter 2 real quick, teach. And you know the reason why I'm here, right? Because he ain't got nothing else better to do. He can't do nothing else. Well, Pastor Dow, why don't you just leave this alone? I ain't leaving shit alone. I said I would. I ain't leaving shit alone. Start at verse 44. Watch this. Watch it. Acts 2, verse 44.
And all that believed were together.
And did what?
And had all things common.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
So if you believe, you what?
Together.
So when did y'all turn back on that?
Foundation.
I remember Ruckus Rufus pulled up here with a 1996 green car with all his possessions in the back of the trunk of a car. Guess who provided his livelihood and trusted him? So you don't think I feel like I'm being betrayed?
Come on, Pastor.
After all this time?
Come on. A lot of investment.
I put thousands of dollars in this man's hand in order to make sure that you're doing y'all's work, and you set up and deceive us the whole damn time, and you fleece the flock of y'all, you damn devil. Damn Skippy, I'm straight up upset. Then you go run out of here to the rest of these damn, you go to all the damn people who you rebuked, who you scorned and ridiculed and mocked, who you threatened to whoop all their ass. Jamie, Eric, Gonzalez, all this. All of a sudden, now y'all kissing cousins, best friends with a damn warlock. No, he's called, you call him?
Wizard.
A wizard. Now all of a sudden, I'm glad I got my wizard back. Man, y'all people are full of shit. You got to do better than that now. Everybody, well, Pastor Dow, man, with the way, blah, 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 blah. No, he ain't relented. You just don't know him. He ain't never relented. No, what y'all do is y'all get deceived by good words and fair speeches. and they deceive you simple-minded people. I'm going to make sure that straightway Israel, because I don't give a damn about nobody else without, only that which is within. I'm going to make sure that these Israelites would never, ever, ever be deceived by this kind of spirit ever again.
Hallelujah.
Ever again.
Amen. Truth.
It ain't hard. It ain't hard at all.
Nope.
I ain't the one that came out here trying to air it out in front of the public. He went and went to the unregenerated.
Went to the world.
Went to the world to try to slander and defame my name, which is still ain't working. You can see we still building. We still going. I keep telling you, the world ain't the one that's supporting us. It's Israel that's supporting
yeah.
us. So ain't nothing changing. But he can do this all day long. That's all he can do. That's all he can do. That's all he can do. But anyway, other than that, Israel, the one thing I need for y'all to understand is there's a time for peace and there's a time for war.
Uh-huh.
And you need to be able to understand both of them. Because this is a different type of war that we're fighting today. This ain't no conventional war to where we can see each other whites of our eyes. These people are playing games. These people are playing war out here on the damn internet where they throwing rocks and hiding hands. That's the way they fight today. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm addressing this here tonight because this black, nasty, lying ass is on here with your funky ass. He's there. He's there, but he ain't here. But he's there. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Y'all need to learn from this exchange because the testosterone that you had in you, you keep eating this estrogen dominant diet, you're going to end up just like him. Well, you ain't got nothing but a bunch of damn words, and that's it. I'm going to say it again. Ask his Ishas, ask his wives if I'm a man of integrity or not. They'll tell you. Still waiting. You know, it's a bold move, though. You know it, right?
Go ahead.
He probably mad as hell at him. It won't be too long. All of them, I wouldn't be surprised if you all see them at Walmart one day at cashier and stuff. You will see. So he too damn lazy. He too damn lazy. Y'all like for them all to say that. So anyway, Israel, we got a good broadcast going here tonight, so check this out. So we got 95% of the lands up here tax exempt without 501c3. Somebody say all praise most
high.
All
praise.
And guess what? We need the other 5% too.
Yeah. Need the whole.
I think we're going to get it, though. I think we're going to get it because we're dealing in straight-up facts. But you know what? Something about this world. This world, they don't ever think that you're going to be doing your due diligence. Because Elder Kabir just got finished getting another victory for us. You know what it was? So there's something called an NCO, and I'm not talking about non-commissioned officer either, Ranger. But there's something called an NCO. So if you ever go purchase a vehicle, and the world don't want you to know this now, you can actually ask for the NCO. The NCO is the original title that comes with the vehicle. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
See, they want you to take the purchase of that, get your little drive-out tag and everything, and go to the DMV and register it. Anytime you register something, do it belong to you?
No.
Anytime you register something, do it belong to you?
No.
Anytime you register something, do it belong to you?
No.
No, it belongs to the state. But if you go pay cash for a brand new vehicle, they have to give the NCO. The reason why you don't ever get it is because you don't ever press it because nobody ever told you. And guess what? Once you get it, you the owner, sole owner of that vehicle, not the state, you are. Then they say, can't get insurance. Bullshit, you can still get insurance.
Yeah.
And you can drive around on that vehicle with them nice little menorah tags. And ain't a damn thing you can do about it. You know why? because you are traveling.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between driving
good
and traveling. No, that's true.
Yes,
I just told y'all some true matter. What the problem is that most of y'all are not willing to suffer the painstaking task to press your rights. Well, I may end up in jail. You may. TJ know about that. He's straight up criminal. According to the system, but he's been vindicated every single time. Every single time. It may be inconvenient. Maybe. Just make sure you ask for a Bible. You'll be fine. Just give me some scriptures, man. I'll be good. I wish y'all get finished with y'all shenanigans. Yeah, comfort one another with these words.
Come on,
am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah.
Now think about that now. Oh, by the way, I just had a thought in my mind. You said, I don't know exactly how you put it, but you put it in this way. You said that I have no control or something like that over my issues. That's what you said. Now, wait a minute. But you the one that left here at 11 o'clock at night to drive your Isha all the way back to Georgia, left her down in a tent with your brand new daughter the whole feast day. And she couldn't come to two or three feast days, but I can't control mine. These lies got to stop. Ooh, these lies got to stop. All you got to do is slip away, Rufus, Ruckus.
Rick.
But you can't do it, though. Because you join at the hip. Glory to the King. I'm sorry, I had to go off on that. Because that's a punk. That's a straight-up punk. I'm telling you, straight-up he is. He's full of this. Lord, to the King.
Lord.
So anyway, let's get back over here to the scripture one more time. We got one more to go through. Why y'all get quiet when I talk like that, man? y'all stay in your place. Man, he ain't got no place. He ain't nickel worth a rat's ass. What up? Anyway. All right. Romans 9, verse 6. We're going to end on this right here. So the majority of the people out there on the internet, they're looking for sub sluts. They'll do anything for subscribers. Sub sluts. I got that from Brother Baldwin, man. I can't make those. He's creative like that, man. It's true, though. Sub sluts. Any price. Subscribers. I think they're dealing with a different type of man here, though, man. I know y'all do, Israel. They say, don't worry about it, Pastor. We love it. I know you do. I told you, I'm not concerned with them that are without. You think about this. How in the hell can you be sitting over there over a community for 14 years and not one person from that community follow you? Think about that for a moment. You can't get no more clear than that. Think about that for one moment.
A true witness.
Not one. Reteach.
Not as though the word of God has taken none effect. For they are not all Israel.
They are not what?
All Israel.
They're what?
Which are of
what?
Israel.
Y'all hear that? So everybody that tell you that they're Israel, they're not of Israel. All right. So since we got at least three of y'all in here, that was from class 002. We'll give y'all opportunity to speak here for a moment. Maybe give some, you know, a little motivation for the next class. Israel, you just want to work harder, man. You just short, man. You get it honestly. That's just all there is to it. You just got to work hard. You got to put on a little bit more weight, eat a little bit more protein, man. You can't skip no meals, man. Because you got the heart to do it, man. You definitely do. And mind you, I like all those brothers, man. I'm serious, man. Them brothers was giving it they all. Some of them, y'all have to understand, we have to take precautions. In the military, they ain't give a shit you die on top of the road. You understand me? But here, we can't do that.
Yeah.
So you got to take precautions. Some got medically, some performance. You understand me? But, man, it's a challenge, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a beautiful challenge. Because one day, myself and Ranger, we can't be doing that. And Frogman can't be doing it. We got to develop now the teachers for the next generation. Is that making sense? We got to develop now the teachers for the next generation. Because I think this is a good thing that we got going on. Now, I'm not going into great detail because the internet, they don't need to know. You know something? Just talking about Israel and itself. So, we'll start with you, son. Come on, stand right here. Because you ain't going to talk loud enough. You just talk right there. So, son, what did you learn from class 002, not only about yourself, but about the training?
Training, well, it definitely gave you a new appreciation for yourself, for the Gideon. And
Whoa, you got a new appreciation for me?
Yeah.
How did you get a new appreciation for me, man? I've been taking care of you ever since you and me out to a space shuttle.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Okay, all right, now I'm just kidding. Go ahead, son.
Yeah, no, it's just you don't really understand what y'all have gone through. Obviously, we don't even know the full extent because we just see, like, a very small portion of it. It just opens our eyes to see, what type of men y'all are. Y'all ain't soft by no means. The type of determination that y'all have in mental fortitude, it's something to be commended. I would say it definitely showed me going through it and, you know, passing that I can, if I put my mind to something, I can definitely do it. It just got to...
Ooh, that's a good word. If you put your what?
Mind to something.
You can definitely do what?
Do it.
Come on.
Yes, sir. Just having your mind resolved, because I knew, like, throughout the whole time, I told myself, I can't think about quitting, so every time you guys would ask, like, who wanted to quit, that wasn't even a possibility. I just had
not
to,
even an option,
yeah,
huh?
No, I'll definitely say to the people that wanted to do 003 and the later ones to train all of the 5 months. Don't slack, because I know there's certain aspects I slacked on. Like, I didn't rush the hill a lot like I should have. I know Brother JC, he told me about that, and, man, rucking up that hill.
Ooh. It messed up your knees, huh?
It was rough. But, yeah, just really, you should put the time in. It will show. It will show. So
you're glad that you went through and didn't quit?
Yes, sir.
You glad?
Yes, sir. But I ain't doing that again.
You don't.
I ain't doing that again.
So you're not going to be, like, chasing after y'all. No. You're going to volunteer. You sure you don't want to volunteer for 003?
No, I'm good.
I'm good. All right, thank you, sir. You know, Brother Israel, come on up here, man. Give everybody your testimony, man, about how far, you know, I mean, what you made it in and what you learned about yourself, though.
Well, as far as myself goes, I need to be a lot more critical of both my physical state and my mental state. For instance, like, when I weighed myself before going to Goshen.
Hold on for a second. Hey, y'all go ahead and from this point on, we done moved on. I told you got the gift of gab. Take out all them servants of Ruckus, Rupus. Take all that stuff out. We done moved on to another one. All right, let's go on from that. Because he's nothing but a pathological liar. Well, go ahead.
So when I weighed myself, I was 122 pounds.
That's how much you weigh?
Yes, sir.
Damn, you light.
Yes, and in the back of my mind, I felt like that was going to be an issue, but at that point, it's way too late, so that how I trained was more like a workout instead of like a total, like, physical athlete.
All right, so I'll help you out next time you get ready to go do the training, all right?
Yes, sir. One thing I did that was very prevalent that I saw during the class was the effects of someone being, you know, either selfish, stubborn, or
unprepared. Oh, y'all hear this?
That.
Oh, you got to preach now, man. So you saw the effects of someone being selfish and stubborn.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And how everybody had to be, it was a burden on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get punished for somebody who grew up.
But you understood it, though, right? Because we're trying to create a camaraderie.
Absolutely.
A team environment.
Yes, sir.
You can't do this without your buddy.
Absolutely.
You just got to be done collectively together.
Yes,
you get that, right? Because that's how we get home.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And, I mean, that's pretty much the main thing that I saw, like, as far as everybody else outside of myself.
Good.
So, yes, sir.
That's pretty good. What y'all think? That's pretty good. McNabb, what you got, son?
Hallelujah.
And you talk loud enough. Talk a little bit louder.
So, there were three things that I took away from it the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I've shared these with actually with a couple of brothers already.
That's good.
The first is the importance of trusting in Yah, leaning on Yah. Second was the...
Do we not press that to make sure y'all do that?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Y'all get that, right? Your body says one thing, your mind says another, but hey... You got to get past that damn breaking point.
Yes, sir.
You can do it. Come on.
The second was the importance of leaning on your brothers and those beside you. And the third was the importance of proper preparation. So the preparation factor was, and I noticed this, a lot of the brothers that actually finished, specifically the ones around the hub
right.
that finished, we would work together and we was holding each other accountable. And I noticed the ones that would come out there with to Freeman's house on first days and come to my house
and be faithful.
Yeah, be faithful. And I noticed the ones that wasn't as faithful or consistent that didn't make it through. So I was like, you know, Frogman hit on it several times. We have 4 or 5 months to prepare. Some people took it lightly, some people took it seriously, but the importance of preparation showed in the results, and I actually prayed for that. I prayed for that going into it, that I said, Father, you know how much work I put in to prepare for this. I pray that all the brothers that properly prepared, that the fruit showed, and I believe, because I was holding my team accountable, and this is no knock on anybody, but some of my teammates that weren't as consistent on communication or that preparation, I saw the results of it. And then likewise in myself and then also for those who did. But going to the point I made about leaning on your brother, it was one point in time, don't want to get into detail on exactly what we were doing, but it was one point in time where Frogman had everybody sit down and lean on each other. And this was our time for rest. I couldn't sleep though. Obviously my mind is going, I got so much on my mind, but I'm sitting there thinking, I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
It's the middle of the night, literally. I don't have a clue what time it is in the middle of the night. I'm exhausted. I'm sitting there leaning on my brothers. We all are back-to-back sitting down, and I thought to myself, I said, I'm not even turning around. I said, but whoever this is I'm leaning on, I said, if they move, I'm literally falling right now. I said, all of us are sitting here back-to-back. I said, this is so beautiful because we holding each other up. In the physical, literally sitting here holding each other up.
Life lessons.
And at the same time, we got 360 view on if we were in war, that we're sitting here, we're taking a break, we're resting, but I ain't got to sit here and turn around and see what's going on behind me, because I got my brother to my right, brother to my left, got a brother behind me, I got brothers all sitting in this circle, and we literally sitting here leaning on each other. And then the first point I made was trusting Yah. You said it. I think doing the Shabbat message or even doing blog talk, you was like, how many of y'all was calling on Jesus? You can ask Lee, you can ask Marlon, you can ask anybody that was next to me. Every time we stepped in that water, every time we had to run a hill, every time we had to walk, no matter what we had to do, I was saying, Jesus, help me. Father, give me strength. Father, give me endurance. Father, let me overcome this. And then that was a beautiful thing about it, that you had no clue when it was going to end.
Man, had no clue.
Even when we thought it was about to end, it didn't end. It was just like, Father, give me the endurance to overcome all of this until the end, one. And if I can give any advice for those going through 003, you got to properly prepare. If you already got your name down, you should be getting in right now. And don't take it lightly. And the beautiful thing about this is that this becomes a lifestyle. I went and rucked 3 miles. Humbly speaking, I went and rucked 3 miles this week. And I'm keeping my rucksack in my trunk because it's like, I started this habit. Why would I put in all that work
to let it slip?
So, properly prepare, trust in God, and when you're going through it, make sure you're trusting in your brothers, encouraging them, and leaning on them, especially in times that you need.
Glory to the King. Very good words, son. Very truthful words. So, I'm going to end this broadcast. I'm going to send a shout out to Frogman. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Muir. Elder Rob. And Ranger making that big old trick and making such an impact on the training. Glory to the King.
Glory.
All right, so with that said, man, we'll see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Bless you all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King. Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Shabbat Shalom, Israel, the King. He is coming. Bless y'all. The broadcast. He's what?
He's removing himself from the Hebrew Israelite community. He's doing his own thing, community. But, and like, and I'm pretty sure I've seen, what's his name? Ringo TV kind of like go over to him. They had like a little meet together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we'll see how that goes,
because
it's never
going to be
this shit.
I don't even know who the hell he is.
You've mentioned
him
before.
I mean, I may have mentioned him. I don't know who he is, though. Who is he? What does he do? I mean, I know Rico, but who is he? What is he? What is he? He's a content creator. You know what I mean?
You
the praise of the of your baby.